This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. How to respond? Washington is working to answer that question after an enemy drone killed three U.S. troops in Jordan and wounded many others.
A preliminary report suggests human error may have played a role in the deadly drone strike this weekend on U.S. troops in Jordan. Two officials say the report suggests American forces at the small base may have mistaken the enemy drone for a U.S. one and let it go unchallenged. The strike killed three soldiers from Georgia and wounded more than 40 others.
We are still assessing what happened and how a one-way attack drone was able to impact the facility.
Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh. The incident leaves President Biden with a delicate balancing act, while his administration believes Iran was behind the attack.
We are not looking for a war with Iran.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We will respond and we'll respond appropriately.
But how?
There's no easy answer here.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Should Donald Trump's name stay on the primary ballot in Illinois? The state election board considers that question today after a recommendation that his name be removed over the Constitution's insurrection provision. Now to those six men whose bodies were found last week in Southern California's Mojave Desert. Five suspects are under arrest.
Sergeant Michael Warwick of the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says all the victims were likely shot to death and four of the bodies had been partially burned together.
We are confident that this appears to be a dispute over marijuana, which resulted in the murders.
Audio courtesy of KABC. Officials say they don't know if any drug cartels were involved. I'm Donna Water.
X has restored searches for Taylor Swift after temporarily blocking users from seeing some results as deepfake images of her circulated online. This is AP News. There's more news about Toyota.
The Toyota Group in Japan faces a raid in a test cheating probe. Transport officials have raided the plant of a Toyota Group company to investigate cheating on engine testing, as the company says it kept its status as the world's top automaker in 2023, selling 11.2 million vehicles. Hours after the probe began at Toyota Industry Corporation's plant in central Japan, Toyota chairman Akio Toyoda vowed to steer the company out of scandal and ensure the Japanese automaker sticks to making good cars. The testing scandal surfaced first last year. No major accidents, though, have been reported in connection with any of the cheating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN's out with the hottest temperature ever recorded in Europe, 119.8 degrees Fahrenheit in Sicily 2 years ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.